Handoff, Evans, up the middle, great hole, to the left side, he's at the 30, inside the 20, one man to beat, dives for the pylon, touchdown, Lee Davis Confederates, holy cow, that is Nathan Evans. They do not want to go into next week's Tomato Bowl in Ashland in need of a win for the postseason. Sweep to Josh Rice, halfback option, he's going to throw, got a man wide open. Touchdown, Lee Davis Confederates, 53 yards. 2:38 left, they need 55 yards to tie it. Last back to pass on first down. Right side, double covered, tipped, caught. It's tipped and caught. It's Evans down the sideline, and he will score. Touchdown, unbelievable, incredible. Touchdown, Lee Davis Confederates.
Now you get to know how the sausage is made. And I say that while I'm eating sausage. Hey, everybody. We're live. We're absolutely live. Well, for those of you who are joining us live on our YouTube channel, we got this idea on a whim this afternoon. I'm like, I hate it in the late weeks of the season when our podcast doesn't get posted until like about 1 a.m. simply because it takes us time to run the numbers and try to get projections, et cetera, et cetera. And it hit me. I'm like, why don't you just roll live on YouTube while you're rolling tape on your computer? And that way people can listen into the podcast right now. And I'm like, well, I think that'll work. And so we've decided to make an experiment tonight, so you don't have to wait for the podcast to post. You don't hear the full podcast, because on a podcast, when it's recorded and completed and produced, we'll have highlights from our game of the week, including that incredible tip pass completion from Nathan Evans for the Lee Davis win, and we'll get to that. So that there's a little bit more to it once the podcast is completed. But the live portion of it, me talking and going over the playoff figures and whatnot, I'm like, they don't need to wait for me to finish post-production. Let's just roll live on YouTube. So here we go. Rob Witham along with you. So glad you are with us as we approach midnight live on this Friday night, October the 28th. God bless my late mom. Today was her, would have been her 78th birthday. Miss her very much. And know she's looking down. And in enjoying the rest of football season. She was a school bus driver in Louisa County for over a quarter of a century. So she had a lot to do with high school kids in a totally different way than I do. And we both had and have a complete affinity for you guys as well. All right, where do we begin? I mean to tell you. We'll start in 6A South, and we'll talk about the scores. We'll talk about the implications and where we stand with a week to go. As simple as that, and we're going to talk about all the scores. Here's something else that you don't hear on the podcast when it's post-production, and that's me doing something like that. So my apologies for that, but almost lost our voice tonight with that second half. And also want to thank you guys for your patience. I know that we had some major technical issues this evening on our game of the week, and something that we, since we started using Skype at the start of the 2013 season, we had never had issues like we did this. I'd never had to reboot my computer before in the middle of a broadcast, but we had no choice. So we appreciate your patience, and we're so glad that we got the Gremlins out of the way early, because what a second half. The third quarter wasn't much in our game of the week. Nobody scored, and Henrico kept getting in their own way, committing penalty after penalty after penalty. And messing up opportunities to extend an 11-point lead, and it gave Lee Davis time to wait, time to finally strike. They go into the gadget plays, pick up that halfback option pass. Josh Rice finding a wide-open Nathan Evans. Nobody knew he was behind the secondary. 53-yard touchdown, 2-point conversion, good. to Ned Anthony, and it's a 20-17 game. Henrico drives down the field, and perhaps the most important part of the game, the craziest part, obviously, is coming up in a moment, but maybe the most important part of the game is when Lee Davis holds Henrico to a field goal under 3 minutes to go. Henrico doesn't punch it in, and they could have. Jones was in for a touchdown to make it 26-17, and it was, yes, called back for a holding penalty. New life for Lee Davis, and they took full advantage of it, holding him to the field goal, and then on the first play after the kickoff, and Henrico decides to pooch kick again, which I wasn't so sure of simply because with one of the up men being able to grab the ball at the 45-yard line and fall of it, it gives, you know, gives Lee Davis great field position because they only had one timeout because of personnel issues earlier in the half. So they get it. Last goes back to pass. Pass should have been intercepted. It goes through the hands of one warrior, off the fingertips of a second, and into the waiting arms of Nathan Evans. And off he went. And Lee Davis Nation went crazy as he scored. And, of course, you had to get the Hudnall extra point in. So shout out to Mr. Hudnall for making the point after. That was huge. It gave him the lead. And then Lee Davis's defense does the rest. The big interception by Anthony to wrap it up. And even at the end, some problems with clock management, giving Henrico one play with 0.2 seconds to go, but all for naught. And for the Warriors, a big loss. They're now at 5-4, and they will be fighting, scrapping, and clawing for a playoff berth in 5A South. Lee Davis, now 7-2, on their way to Patrick Henry for the 58th Tomato Bowl. That's our game of the week next week. Lee Davis, Patrick Henry, the biggest Tomato Bowl, arguably, in the last 20 years. You have to go back to the 94-95 era when Patrick Henry won the state title in 94. Lee Davis was in the regionals with PH and lost to them during that Patrick Henry run to the title. The following year in 95, it was Lee Davis going into the regionals. So the last time we had a Tomato Bowl with this much on the line was about 20 years ago. And we've had the last 15 Tomato Bowls, 14 I should say, live on WHAN radio. This will be our 15th in a row. And, of course, most of them took place in September, back when Patrick Henry was playing their county brethren as non-district games in the Colonial. Only one time has it been played at the end of the regular season, back before last year, and that was in 2003, because the game got postponed due to Hurricane Isabel, and they had to move it to the end of the regular season. So PH, Lee Davis, live next week. Cannot wait for the Tomato Bowl, edition number 58. We'll have it live, online here on RVASN. On the radio at WHAN 102.9 FM, 1430 AM. If you have playoff questions, you can tweet them to us right now live. For those of you not listening to the recorded podcast, you can tweet them. And we're sending out a tweet right now saying, tweet us your questions, and we'll answer live on our podcast. And we'll send a quick link to YouTube, and off we go. So if we get any questions, they'll pop up on our tweet deck here, and we'll be glad to answer them as best as we can. We don't have all the numbers run. Obviously, the official numbers don't come out until the league office in Charlottesville, the Virginia High School League, sends them out Monday. And I can promise you, the minute they get released, we will have them on Twitter, across our Twitter network. We will have them online at rvasportsnetwork.com, and we'll have an updated Central Region Now podcast next week, most likely either late Monday or early Tuesday, to set the stage for Week 11 and the end of the regular season. All right, 6A South, going into tonight, number one, these are conferences 3 and 4, the 8-team sub-region. Number one, Colonial Forge had a bye. So the only points they can pick up tonight are based on what other teams on their schedule did. Manchester, number two in that region. What a comeback. 36-35 over Monacan. I know it's a heartbreaking loss for the Chiefs. A tough way to end the regular season at 8-2. And because of the loss, Monacan may have to go on the road now in round one of the 4A East playoffs in 2 weeks. We'll talk about that when we get to that region in a few moments. But here in 6A South, an incredible win, comeback win for Manchester. Manchester likely will retake the number one seed next week simply because Colonial Forge was idle. Now, Colonial Forge next week has their regular season finale against Freedom Prince William. And they finish their regular season next week coming off a big 40-0 win tonight over Woodbridge. They were tied for fifth in 6A South going into tonight's action with James River. James River gets the win over Clover Hill, 28-6. Now, Woodbridge, not many points there. Clover Hill only has one win, so only two bonus points for the victory for James River. For Woodbridge, they have two wins, so Freedom Prince William's going to pick up an additional 4 points for the win, and thus likely will break the tie unless there are other upsets and whatnot on their schedule versus James River's schedule. Thomasdale beats Hopewell, 29-18. Big win for Thomasdale, who was then hoping against hope that Monacan could hold on against Manchester, because then Thomasdale could be looking for like the number two seed and fighting both Manchester and Colonial Forge for one of the top three spots or the number one seed in the final week of the regular season. But the Manchester win damages those hopes. We project on Monday it will be Manchester 1, it'll be Colonial Forge 2, and Thomasdale tightly in third, because they're going to pick up some nice bonus points tonight for beating a 6-win Hopewell team. They get 20 points for the win. They get 6 extra points because it's a 6A team beating a 3A team. Okay, so your differential there. And then they're going to pick up 12 points because Hopewell is 6-3. 2 points for each Hopewell win. So a bevy of points tonight for Thomasdale. The problem is, so did Manchester, got a bevy of points. They get 22 for the win over Monacan. They get 4 because they're a 6A school beating a 4A school, so that's 26. Monacan's got 8 wins, so there's another 16 points. So Thomasdale can't catch Manchester this week. Manchester will take over 1. It'll be Colonial Forge likely 2nd, tight 3rd, Thomasdale. River Bend beats C.D. Hilton in overtime up north tonight, 34-28. Why is that big? River Bend was number 4 behind Thomasdale entering the night, just behind them by a tenth of a point or so. They win, they'll get bevy of points on that, but their season's done. That was their final game of the regular season. So next week, they sit at home. They can't earn points by winning. They have to earn points only based on what the teams on their schedule do next week. So they will be doing in 6A South what Monacan will be doing over in 4A East. Cosby gets a win 57-18 against George Wythe. So Cosby improves to 5-4. They were in 8th place in the sub-region, the final playoff berth coming into the night, a point and a half ahead of number 9 Forest Park. Forest Park got a win tonight, 28-24 over Garfield. Forest Park beats Garfield. Cosby beats George Wythe. Both teams beat a 1-win school. So no bonus point advantage there, and Forest Park likely will not make much ground up at even if at all on Cosby. So Cosby going into that battle with Manchester next week, and Kevin Connors on Twitter with our first question tonight: if Cosby loses to Manchester next week, what are the Titans' playoff chances? And the answer is very simple. Cosby needs to win to clinch, but if they lose, they can still make the postseason. Here's why. Forest Park, who's the team out of the running in 9th right now, but within shouting distance, has to go to C.D. Hilton, the 7th-ranked team just ahead of Cosby, who lost tonight in overtime to River Bend. Cosby may be able to catch C.D. Hilton and flip positions with them come Monday, which would mean it would be Cosby in the 7th spot, C.D. Hilton in the 8th spot, Forest Park still in the 9th spot. And then with Forest Park and C.D. Hilton playing, here's what has to happen. Cosby needs to root for a C.D. Hilton victory, even though it would put Hilton back probably over Cosby. Cosby would end up as the 8th seed. Cosby's going to be 7 or 8. You're not going to get any better than that. The only way that you could get better than a 7 seed, there would have to be huge upsets next week. it does help that James River plays L.C. Byrd, and if James River loses that game, they may come back to the pack, but thanks to their win tonight, I don't think they would come far enough back to the pack, because they have a 2-6/7 lead over Cosby with these numbers this week to go and then next week. And James River won, so you're not going to advance on them. They're going to keep the lead, and I can't see Cosby making up nearly 3 points on James River. If James River loses next week, remember, it's to a team that'll end up 9-1. So they're going to get 9 points for losing to a 9-1 team, and those are significant bonus points to help them stay ahead of Cosby, possibly CeeDee Hilton, depending upon that game. CeeDee Hilton, Forest Park. Line it up now, Cosby fans. Follow it on Twitter. You have to follow that game next week, and we'll do our best to get updates on Chesterfield sports all night long. But the big one is CeeDee Hilton, Forest Park. CeeDee Hilton wins, Cosby, you're in. No problem. No matter what happens in Manchester. Okay? If Forest Park upsets CeeDee Hilton, the question then will be, can Cosby get enough points to outpoint CeeDee Hilton with a loss and sneak in as the 8th seed? That's where you stand right now. I would put Cosby's chances at the postseason at 2 out of 3 with a week to go. And that's pretty good. James River, you are very close to clinching. We'll know for sure on Monday. Manchester, Thomas Dale, you know you're in the playoffs right now. It's just a matter of what seed you're going to be and where you'll be, who you'll be facing in the first round. You're going to have a home game. There's no way that I believe that Freedom or James River could catch you guys at this point, with one possible exception. If Matoaka upsets Thomas Dale next week, and Matoaka's fighting for their life in 5A South, and James River knocks off LC Bird, they do what everybody thinks they can't do. If those two things happen, we may get a seismic shift there in the middle, and James River could run to a 4 seed, or they'll be fighting Freedom Prince William for a 4 seed. But some major things have to happen that are not expected to happen. And that's no offense to James River. Please do not take that wrong, Rapids fans and Rapids team. We believe you can pull the upset, but we also know what LC Bird has done the last several weeks since their loss to Manchester, and we also know that LC Bird is fighting for their life in terms of what seed they're going to get over in 5A South. So that's 5A, that's a 6A South for you. We project Manchester back to 1, Colonial Forge and Thomas Dale fighting for 2nd, probably Forge by a hair over Dale. Riverbend will be right behind, and then Freedom will be in 5th. James River will likely be in 6th. Cosby, you're still looking at Forest Park, and you need CeeDee Hilton to beat him in order to solidify postseason next week, no matter what happens against Manchester. All right, Hanover County fans, 5A North, let's talk about that. First, Patrick Henry falls tonight hard. Number 4, Highland Springs, 49. Number 9, Patrick Henry, nothing. Springers to 8-1. We'll talk about 5A South in a moment. Patrick Henry falls to 7-2 on the season. The other team in 5A North, in Hanover County, Atlee, what a performance. For the 2nd time in 3 weeks, the Raiders, left for dead, come up with a huge win to keep their postseason hopes alive. Atlee 24, Verina 21, special teams come up big with a blocked field goal attempt that would have tied the game in the final minutes. Raiders improve to 4-5. But this is the more important news. Let's look around the teams. Atlee started tonight in 14th position with 23 points, and there were 4 teams behind them within a point or so of them. Number 15, Stafford, was one of them, and they were upset by number 20, Mountain View. Final score, 35-28. So Mountain View, who was on the outside looking in and desperately hoping to make a late run here to the postseason, damages Stafford's playoff hopes big time. Number 16-seeded Potomac had the number 1 seed, Brook Point, and they lost 34-21. So Brook Point stays unbeaten. They're 9-0. They'll be the top team in the region on Monday. Potomac loses. They're behind Atlee. Atlee will gain ground away from them. The 17 seeds outside looking in, tied for 17th and right now out of the playoffs. Remember, 5A North is a 16-team all-in tournament, regardless of your conference. That was J.E.B. Stewart and Robert E. Lee of Alexandria. Stewart lost tonight to George Marshall, 41-21, and that's important because George Marshall was 19th and only a tenth of a point behind Stewart for that 17 spot, looking at 16, which is Potomac. So Marshall with the win tonight over Stewart, going to pick up ground on Potomac. Robert E. Lee beats Edison 36-26. They're going to gain ground on Potomac, and it's very possible that Potomac in 16th and Stafford in 15th, both of them may fall now out of the top 16 next week and be replaced by Lee and Stewart. The big news, though, for our purposes, is the fact that all that happened behind Atlee, and with Atlee winning tonight, they will distance themselves from that pack. They will catch up to a point to Falls Church, who was just ahead of them in 13th, and they were upset tonight by Oakton, 43-36. Falls Church falls to 6-3. Oakton was only 2-6 coming into that game, so that is an upset and a big bit of news for Atlee. So with number 13 Falls Church losing and with number 12 Orange losing to Louisa 22-19, tonight's Atlee win not only helps them come very close to clinching a playoff berth. They haven't done it yet. They got to beat Armstrong next week, and they probably need a couple of other games to go their way. But with a win next week with Armstrong on senior night at Atlee, right now we feel pretty confident about a 2 out of 3 chance that Atlee will make the playoffs. Now, the other teams ahead of Orange and Falls Church were both in byes this week. Tuscarora had a bye. Briar Woods had a bye. Atlee was over 3 points behind Briar Woods, which was the number 10 seed, so we don't expect Atlee, even with a win next week over winless Armstrong. That's the bad news. No extra points for beating a team that would finish 0-10. We suspect if Atlee makes the postseason, it's going to be somewhere in that 12-15 range, depending upon other games next week, which will include Edison hosting Potomac Falls, Stafford at Potomac. The two teams that lost tonight that were 15th and 16th in the region and may fall out of the top 16 play each other next week. Winner could be in. Loser is definitely going home. Okay, so great news for Atlee tonight, and what a gutsy performance by the Raiders in the late stages of that game. We mentioned on Twitter, Atlee has now won 2 meetings against Verina at Verina in the last 4 seasons. Remember that incredible overtime win on the field goal back in 2013 for Atlee to get their first win over Verina in 15 years. They've now won 3 of the last 4 games with Verina. And to beat Verina and on their home field 2 times in 4 years is a major accomplishment. Very few teams can say it. Patrick Henry lost at Verina this year. Lee Davis lost at Verina this year. But the Atlee Raiders got the job done. So congratulations to Matt Gray and company on a win that puts them achingly close to the 5A North playoffs. Now back to Patrick Henry. They began tonight in the 8th spot, which means they had a home game. Losing tonight to Highland Springs, they will lose the number 8 seed. Number 7 Broad Run wins over James Robinson 28-7. But behind them, much more important, number 9 PH Roanoke beats Blacksburg 25-14. So we project PH Roanoke at least will jump over Patrick Henry. Question will be if Briar Woods can jump over Patrick Henry with a bye based on what the people on their schedule did tonight. I suspect that we're going to see Patrick Henry of Ashland, so I differentiate between the two. I expect we'll see Patrick Henry of Ashland probably in the 9 seed as we go into the final week, which means they're going to need to beat Lee Davis in the Tomato Bowl to have any hope for a postseason home game in the first round. And then next week, they're going to have to root for certain teams. For example, Tuscarora plays Broad Run. Well, Broad Run's number 7. Patrick Henry's 8 now, probably will become 9. Tuscarora's an 11th. So, you know, Broad Run loses, that's great, maybe we can catch them, but the problem is there's a team right on your heels that would do it, and that's Tuscarora. So that's tough. That's really tough. How Briar Woods does next week is going to be very important for Patrick Henry. And, again, that Broad Run Tuscarora game is going to be pretty crazy. So the Patriots, we project, are in the postseason. Patrick Henry, you're in the playoffs. You will be playing in 2 weeks. The question is, can you get a home game or will you go on the road? If you lose the Tomato Bowl, you will go on the road. No doubt about it. If you win the Tomato Bowl, there's a shot you could be hosting on the 11th of November. Now to 5A South as we continue this first ever live edition of Central Region Now, the podcast from the RVA Sports Network. 5A South, the big one here in the area with all the teams from conferences 11 and 12. We posted tonight after LC Bird destroyed Huguenot 70-8. That's great news for them. They get the win. They're 8-1. The problem is they beat a 2-win Huguenot team, while Highland Springs, who was less than a point behind them, 3/4 of a point to be exact, beats a 7-1 Patrick Henry team. LC Byrd began tonight with a 6-point lead over Hermitage and Highland Springs. They were tied for second. In total points, LC Byrd had 245, Hermitage and Highland Springs each had 239. Okay? And you divide the total number of points by the number of games that you played. LC Byrd tonight gets 28 points, 22 for beating Huguenot, an extra 2 because they're a 5A school beating a 4A school, and then 4 points for 2 Huguenot wins, 28 points. Hermitage gets 28 points, 24 for beating Glen Allen, 42-22 the final score, and then 4 points for Glen Allen's 2 wins, so that's 28 points. So Hermitage, head-to-head here, doesn't gain any ground on Byrd, but Highland Springs does. Highland Springs, with their win tonight, gets 24 points for beating a fellow 5A school, and they get 14 bonus points for beating a 7-2 Patrick Henry team. 7 wins times 2 per win is 14. So we do project that Highland Springs will become the new number one seed in 5A South with 1 week to go. But nothing is clinched. Absolutely nothing. All that's going to happen is you're going to see Highland Springs get just ahead of LC Byrd. We think that Hermitage is going to stay behind LC Byrd. Again, what we're not taking into consideration here is all the extra points you get if a team you defeated won tonight or if a team you lost to won tonight. Big, tough way to lose a point. LC Byrd was rooting for Monacan to hold on against Manchester. They didn't. And since LC Byrd lost to Manchester, they get 1 point out of that game. Had Monacan won, they would have had 2 points out of that game. And that 1 point can be the difference between a 1-2, a 2-3 when we get done next week. Now, let's not forget about undefeated number 4, Douglas Freeman. They win tonight against Mills Godwin 20-7. They, for the second year in a row, go to 9-0 as they head over to get ready for the big one, and this year it's at home against Hermitage for the mythical Colonial District Championship. That'll be back in play next year when the conferences go away. But again, Douglas Freeman here with a huge opportunity. It's sitting here for the Rebels. It's very simple. They got 32 points tonight for beating Mills Godwin. So they began the night 3 points behind Hermitage and Highland Springs. We think that Douglas Freeman is going to be doggone close to Hermitage. And it could very well be, coming out of this on Monday, Springers 1, Skyhawks 2, Panthers, Rebels, tied for third, fourth, and within just a couple of points of Hermitage. Simple as that. Now, Hermitage, can they get enough points next week if they win over a 9-0 Douglas Freeman team if Highland Springs defeats Verina, who's now 5-4? That question is for next week. And once the new official numbers come out, we'll kind of run those tabulations and we'll figure it out. And by the time we hit the air next Friday, we will be able to tell you, okay, if this, and this happen, here's what's going to happen. But that's going to come a little bit down the road. But on Monday, Springers are going to take over the one seed, we believe, and it'll be probably Byrd 2, Hermitage slightly behind in third, fighting off Douglas Freeman, or Freeman and Hermitage could tie. Now, big game well outside of 5A South that may play into 5A South, and that was tonight, Thomas Jefferson beating J.R. Tucker 20-7. Why is that important? That is 2 points Hermitage loses. Tucker wins, they got 2 points from Tucker. But because they don't play Thomas Jefferson anymore, they don't get 2 points from Thomas Jefferson. They're off the schedule. And if a team you beat loses, you don't get any bonus points. So that game hurts Hermitage. That game, on the other hand, doesn't matter to Douglas Freeman, because they still play both TJ and Tucker, so they were going to get 2 points out of that game no matter what. So there's 2 points that Freeman gets that Hermitage doesn't, and that's going to draw that situation even closer when the numbers come out Monday. Now, the bottom half of that bracket, Very important news here. With Verona losing tonight, they began at 212 points. And by losing tonight, they get 12 points for the loss, and they get 1 point for each Atlee win, which there are four of them. So they're at 16 points is what they'll get tonight before they get the extra points based on how their other opponents did. For example, they don't get any points because Highland Springs beat Patrick Henry because they haven't played Highland Springs yet. They'll get 2 points for Hanover beating Armstrong. They'll get 1 point for Hermitage winning tonight because they lost to Hermitage earlier in the season. We don't know what happened with IC Norcom, but what they did down at the 757 this weekend will help or hurt Verina. A win is what they want. So Verina is going to fall from fifth. We project that the Lee Davis Confederates, with their win tonight, they began with 202 points. They got 34 points for winning tonight. They get the 24 for the win, and then they get 10, two for each Henrico win, and Henrico is now 5-4. So 34 points for Lee Davis. They will be the number five seed in the standings with a week to go. Now, I know everybody now is asking themselves, okay, if Lee Davis beats Patrick Henry, can they catch the loser of Hermitage Douglas Freeman and sneak into the four seed and get a home game? We'll know much better Monday when the new numbers come out and see how much the lead shrinks based on other action from tonight. So when the numbers come out, we do the analysis, we should be able to run the what-ifs and let you know, yes, Lee Davis could grab the four seed based on what happens, or no, even if they win and this happens, there's just not enough time left to catch. So we'll know more on Monday, but right now we're leaving that possibility wide open that the loser of Hermitage Douglas Freeman could come down to a Lee Davis who gets the big points tonight, and then next week if they win, they would have 38 points for winning the Tomato Bowl. Whoever wins the Tomato Bowl next week is going to get 38 points right off the bat, 24 for the win, and 14, 2 times 7, over the opponent who had 7 wins coming in and did not win. It's a huge Tomato Bowl next week. So Lee Davis will be 5. Verina will be at 228 points before the extra points are decided. Metoica came in tonight at 195. They beat Colonial Heights 63-17. They're going to be at 219 points before the other points are decided. So it looks pretty safely that Verina is going to go to sixth place. The closest team to them would be Henrico, who gets 19 points for the loss tonight. They started at 201, so they'll go to 220, but Verina will still be at 228 before we add in the other scores and the bonus points for who wins and who didn't, yada, yada, yada. So we're looking at Lee Davis 5 now, probably Verina 6. Henrico's problem is that Metoica is going to be right on their heels. And not only is Metoica going to be on their heels, but Deep Run and Meadowbrook are still not out of this thing. Here's the deal. With Henrico losing tonight, we know they're at a minimum of 220. Metoica winning tonight, they're at a minimum of 219 points. So we're looking at them still being in most likely in the top eight. Deep Run beats John Marshall 65-14. They get 26 points for that victory. They started at 187, so they're going to go up to 213. So they're within striking distance, and they are the biggest fans, actually, of Thomas Jefferson winning tonight, simply other than Douglas Freeman, simply because they beat TJ next week, and they're going to beat a four-win team, whereas at the start of the season, if we'd have extrapolated all this out and went Deep Run playoffs, that's the first thing that would have been surprising. But what an incredible job by Chad Hornick out there. Fantastic job, especially after the rough 0-2 start. But back to the point. They beat Thomas Jefferson, who's a four-win team, and there's 8 extra bonus points, so they're going to be at 32 points. And if Metoica loses to Thomas Dale in their traditional final game, they'll pick up 22 points for the loss because Thomas Dale will end up, I believe, at 8-2, and they lose to a 6A school. That would be 14. 14 times plus 8, I should say, is 22. So Deep Run's not out of the playoffs yet, okay? But they need Thomas Dale to beat Metoica, or they need Hanover to upset Henrico to have a chance. Meadowbrook's not out of it yet either. They beat Prince George 22-18, eliminating the Royals from playoff contention tonight. They get 32 points for that, and that puts them up at 214. So the way it looks like it's going to be is we get the new numbers on Monday, as it'll be Lee Davis 5, Verina 6, Henryco Motoaka in one order or another 7-8, and knocking on the door, Meadowbrook and Deep Run. We project that Godwin is also out of the race. Meadowbrook and Deep Run survived tonight from the outside looking in, so we're looking at 10 teams fighting for 8 spots, but we know the top 4 are in the playoffs. With Lee Davis's win tonight, we know they're in the playoffs. So it's a matter of if Verina loses to Highland Springs, if Motoaka loses to Thomas Dale, what does Henryco do with Hanover? Deep Run's game. Meadowbrook's got Dinwiddie. Meadowbrook pulls off the big upset and knocks off 9-0 Dinwiddie, and it is a complete total change at the bottom of 5A South. Meadowbrook would get 22 points for beating Dinwiddie. They'd get 2 points for the differential between 5A and 4A, and then they get 18 points for beating a 9-win team. That's 42 points. That would put Meadowbrook in the playoff picture, very possibly. But they got to pull it off. They got to beat Dinwiddie next week. If they lose, unless other wild things happen, like TJ upset Deep Run, Thomas Dale beat Motoaka, but more importantly, Hanover beat Henryco. That's a game where Henryco just needs to go out on their home field on senior night and just take care of business. Do what they got to do, take care of business. Get rid of the penalties, play with more precision, get that running game going, get that defense back to where it was, and they'll be okay. So that's where we stand in 5A South. We've got 10 teams, 8 positions. The top 4 are taken care of. We know we're going to see Byrd, Highland Springs, Hermitage, Douglas Freeman in the postseason. We know number 5, Lee Davis, is in the postseason. So we know 5 of the 8. The final 3 spots will be determined next Friday night. 4A East, let's go there. Dinwiddie with the win 49-0 over Petersburg tonight. They go to 9-0, as we mentioned. They were a half a point ahead of Eastern View in the playoff race in 4A East, conferences 19 and 20. Eastern View wins tonight 27-2 over Fauquier. And Fauquier came in 4-4. So Dinwiddie gets 26 points for their win tonight. Eastern View gets 30. And so they're now tied, Dinwiddie and Eastern View, before we start taking into account what their opponents did tonight. And it'll come down to that as to whether Dinwiddie stays one, Eastern View takes over one, or if they're tied for first with 1 week to go. Chancellor, let's not overlook them. They started tonight at 229. And they pick up the win over King George 42-0. King George had 6 wins, so 34 points tonight for Chancellor. They pick up 4 points on Eastern View, and they were down by 7. They pick up 8 on Dinwiddie, and they were only down 11. So Chancellor is going to be just outside of the top 2 at number 3. Fourth-ranked Louisa comes in, beats Orange on senior night in Louisa 22-19. They were just a point behind Chancellor. They also got 34 points. So Louisa is going to be chomping on Chancellor, who is chomping on Dinwiddie and Eastern View. All of that to say the following. Dinwiddie's got to beat Meadowbrook next week. With Eastern View, they get Kettle Run. Now, I don't know what Kettle Run did tonight. Kettle Run is a 3A school. But Kettle Run coming into tonight, if you'll indulge me for just a moment, I will find out what their record was coming in, and I apologize that I had not written this down prior. I want to correct myself. They're a 4A school, and they came in 3-5 tonight. So you know, if they win, they've got the same record as Meadowbrook. And so if Dinwiddie wins and Eastern View wins, and they both beat 4-win teams, it's going to come down to other scores to determine that break. But if either team slips, Chancellor's there. Louisa's there. Chancellor next week is at Cortland. Cortland's the 8th and final seed in 4A East. We know the 8 teams in 4A East. The question is what positioning they're going to be. The big loser tonight is Monacan. They lose. They had the win. They had it. They lost it. They finished the regular season tonight with that one-point loss to finish 8-2. They get 22 points for that. They started tonight at 245, so that's 267 plus other action from other teams. And then next week they'll get some bonus points based on other games too. But they're done. They're going to be somewhere in the 27 to 28 point range. And that may not be enough for a home game. Louisa's at Charlottesville next week. Chancellor is at Spotsylvania next week, and they will be prohibitive favorites to win that game. Eastern View again, home to Kettle Run. Dinwiddie home, on the road at Meadowbrook. So out of the top four, honestly, Dinwiddie's got the toughest game because Meadowbrook has something to play for. Whereas, you know, Eastern View, Kettle Run may have something to play for, but not as much as Meadowbrook. And Chancellor plays a Spotsylvania team who played themselves out of the postseason tonight. So it's not over yet for Dinwiddie. And if there's an upset somewhere along the way, Monacan's ready to pounce. Powhatan gets a win tonight, 43-12 over Fluvanna. They only get 24 points for that win, though, and that puts them at 237. But that's well behind Louisa, Chancellor, etc. So Powhatan's in, but they're going to be on the road in the first round. So is number 7 King George, who lost to Chancellor, and number 8 Cortland, who lost tonight to James Monroe. Hopewell, now to 3A East. Their loss tonight to Thomasdale is big because Brentsville, who was right behind them, they win tonight 28-20 over Liberty Buellton. That's a 3-win team. So we project Brentsville's going to pick up 28 points. Hopewell gets 21 for their loss. Hopewell began the night 9 points ahead of them, 192 points to 183. Brentsville's picked up 7 on them, so the lead is down to 2 points. It'll depend upon other scores from both team schedules as to how close they are when the numbers come out Monday. Hopewell could still be 1, but if they are, it'll be razor thin. Brentsville could just barely eke by them, or they could be tied for the number 1 seed in conferences 26 and 28 with a week to go. Number 3, James Monroe, they beat Cortland tonight 34-7. They started with 174 points, and they pick up 30. So they're going to pick up, they were 18 points behind Hopewell, and they're going to cut that in half. And they were 9 points behind Brentsville, and they're going to draw within two points closer, within 7 of them. William Monroe, looks like they solidified the number 4 seed tonight with a win over Culpeper 35-24, and that's important because 4 seed, you get a home game. The big news is number 6 Thomas Jefferson beating J.R. Tucker. Huge win for them. Ahead of them, number 5 Petersburg lost. TJ gets the win. They should move up to the 5th ranked position next week. And again, TJ's only playing 9 games, so when we finish out next weekend, you'll divide everybody else by 10. You'll divide TJ by 9. George Wythe loses tonight big to Cosby, but they're still alive in the 8th and final seed because number 9 Skyline, a point and a half behind them in the VHSL race, got waxed by Sharando 76-13. And behind them, just barely Spotsylvania, they lost to Caroline 32-13. In 2A East, congratulations to the Goochland Bulldogs. They finish a 10-0 regular season, their first undefeated regular season in 5 years. 56-13, they roll at Bluestone tonight to get that 10th win. They will be off next week, and they will await results, including Stewart's draft, to see if they are the number 1 seed in 2A East. Remember, they too will have their number finalized by a division of 9, not 10, because they played Fork Union, a VISAA school, earlier this year, and that does not count in the VHSL playoff standings. King William has had a wonderful late-season drive. They continue it tonight with a 27-15 win over West Point to really solidify postseason position for King William. They started tonight in 10th place. They were just 1 point out of 8th, 2 points out of 7th, and so then by winning over West Point tonight, there's a possibility they could be looking at the possibility of playing for a home game in the first round next Friday to wrap up the regular season, which frankly, about 4 weeks ago, I don't think we would have been talking about that. That's a big loss for West Point tonight. They were tied for 15th with Northampton down in 1A East, and that's a 16-team tournament race there. Now, we got to know what happens below them, teams like Charles City tonight. But West Point's loss could endanger their postseason position. 1A East, we'll get those numbers with everybody else coming up on Monday. So there you have it, fans, the absolute latest that we have right now. At this hour here, we know the following teams will be playing in the postseason. In 6A South, Manchester, Thomas Dale. Albenden, James River, work to do, Cosby. 5A North, in Patrick Henry, work to do, but a lot of that work got done tonight, Atlee. 5A South, in L.C. Byrd, Highland Springs, Hermitage, Douglas Freeman, Lee Davis. Work to do, Verina, Henrico, Matoaka, Deep Run, Meadowbrook. 4A East, the eight are set. It's just a matter of seeding. Dinwiddie's in, Eastern View, Chancellor, Louisa, Monacan, Powhatan, King George, Cortland. Those are the eight teams. That's their ranking when we started tonight. They may shift a bit based on tonight's final scores. Monacan again, man, missing a big opportunity to get up in that top four, and it's looking more and more like, unless something weird happens next week, the Chiefs may have to travel, maybe in that five, more than most likely, it's going to be in the 4-5 game in the first round. So if the playoffs began tonight, they'd have to go to Louisa, for example. 3A East, Hopewell may or may not, or may share number one come Monday. They lose, Brentsville wins, but they are in the playoffs, that of which we have no doubt. Thomas Jefferson's going to make the postseason. Congratulations to the Vikings. What an incredible win tonight. That was just, I cannot overstate to you how big the win is over Tucker. Petersburg, George Wythe, still have some work to do, but thanks to the losses by Skyline and Spotsylvania tonight, they draw closer even with losses to the postseason. Goochland obviously in 2A East. King William is in. Now they're hoping to get a home game in round one. And that's where we stand at this hour. All right, fans, thank you so much for being with us for this edition of Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RVA Sports Network. Those of you who joined us for the live version, hope you enjoyed it. Sorry you didn't get all the bells and whistles that the podcast usually gets, but that's going to be post-production for us here in a couple of minutes. Really quick, other sports. There's so much going on right now, it's not even funny. Conference volleyball tournaments begin Saturday. Conference 16 girls play. Patrick Henry hosts Orange in a 3-versus-6 game. In Conference 11, there's a quadruple header at Lee Davis on Saturday. Girls play at 10 a.m. and noon. Boys play at 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. And if I have my numbers correctly and my mind is straight, Glenn Allen will play J.R. Tucker in girls quarterfinal number 1 at 10 a.m. Lee Davis and Douglas Freeman will square off in quarterfinal number 2 at noon. Then in the boys quarterfinals, it will be, I don't want to get this wrong. Douglas Freeman's the 1 seed, so they have a bye. Godwin's the 2 seed. They have a bye. It will be J.R. Tucker and Lee Davis. Let me double check that. See, this is what happens when you hear the sausage. You hear the sausage being made. I just want to make double, triple sure that we get this right. And I have the numbers and the email over here from my good buddy at the AD at Lee Davis, who's hosting the quarterfinals on Saturday, Trip Metzger. So let's double, triple, quadruple check and make sure we've got this right. Girls are correct. Glenn Allen, J.R. Tucker at 10, Freeman and Lee Davis at noon, Deep Run J.R. Tucker at 2 p.m. in quarterfinal number 1. That's right. And Lee Davis, Glenn Allen in quarterfinal number 2 at 4 p.m. So a full day there. And then the tournament semifinals are next week. Field hockey. Congratulations to Cosby winning Conference 3. Congratulations to Deep Run. We were there yesterday, Thursday, at the Conference 11 championship. They knock off Douglas Freeman 4-0. Prince George winning Conference 12. Conference 20, fantastic championship match. We were there for Midlothian Powhatan. Midlothian winning in overtime 2-1. One of the best field hockey matches this year or any year. Maggie Walker getting their conference championship too. So the regionals get started. We don't forget about Atlee and Patrick Henry over in 5A North. Atlee will travel on Monday. Patrick Henry will host on Monday in first-round 5A North action. 5A South Monday, the quarterfinals are Deep Run Matoaka and Douglas Freeman Prince George. Then the winners will play each other, and the winner of that match gets a bid to the 5A state tournament. Cosby hosts on Monday in the 6A South Region opener. Clover Hill travels. Midlothian hosts in the 4A East first round. And Powhatan will travel, I believe my buddy Billy Fellin said on Twitter earlier tonight, against Eastern View, if I read that correctly. We will, over the weekend, update Tournament Central at all of our websites, including RVASportsNetwork.com, to get you the latest on field hockey regionals and conference volleyball tournament action. And, of course, Monday we'll have the new numbers from the Virginia High School League office. The minute they're released, we will tweet them out first, then we'll post them at RVASportsNetwork.com, and then we will do a midweek edition of the podcast, likely on Tuesday, to set the stage for all the what-ifs and wherefores and how Week 11 is going to finally go down. So things are starting to get positioned. Some teams know they're in the postseason no matter what happens next week, but they still want to win to improve position, try to get a home game in some instances. Lee Davis is outside shot for one. Patrick Henry is playing for one. There are going to be others as well in that situation. Monacan's going to have to sit home and hope things happen so that maybe they could still host something at home this week, next week, or 2 weeks from now. Holy cow. Louisa is in the mix, hoping to host a game. Dinwiddie, obviously, is trying to get that number one seed in 4A East. There's so many storylines, and we'll have them all for you. So join us for the game of the week. Listen live to the 58th Tomato Bowl. We have continual score updates all night long. We'll have an expanded edition of the RCI Builders postgame show following the Tomato Bowl to give you all the scores, the absolute latest playoff projections. You don't have to wait till election night the following Tuesday to hear people go, oh, we project that so-and-so. We'll be doing that on Friday night. We'll be running the numbers and getting everything together and tabulating so that we can just look at our sheet and go, bam, 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 yes, you're in. Or bam, 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 yes, you get a home game, whatever the case may be. Keep it with us here at RVA Sports Network. And our live exclusive playoff coverage also begins in 2 weeks. We'll be live with either Patrick Henry, Lee Davis, or Atlee on the 11th of November on WHAN Radio and live online on the RVA Sports Network. Thanks, fans, for being with us, whether you were with us live or you were with us on the regular podcast edition of Central Region Now. We thank you for your support and for joining us and for counting on RVA Sports Network to give you the best coverage we possibly can of high school sports in Central Virginia. And, of course, much more than that. There's so much else going on, but we just don't have time to talk about it on this particular edition. Congrats to Virginia Tech. Great win at Pitt, by the way. First win in 17 years on Thursday night. That's huge. Podcast, of course, always an exclusive presentation of the RVA Sports Network, solely intended for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any other use without the express written consent of HCS Media LLC is prohibited. I'm going to go to bed. Is that okay? After I finish my sausage. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you next week. We'll be at volleyball tournaments, field hockey tournaments, and, of course, football next Friday. We'll see you then on the sideline.